All right, you guys, so I decided to jump in the car, bring my dog Haas, and head out to the north side of town. We're parked in the middle of a windstorm and around some new construction sites, just checking out the growth of our town, which is amazing. And so I thought I would share something that's on my mind. It's been on my mind for a long time, and I haven't done a podcast for a while. So thanks for the push. Tommy, if you're listening, you know who you are. Thank you, brother. And depending on the platform that you're listening to this on, you can adjust the speeds if that's your thing. Like if you like to speed it up, I like to speed some podcasts up just depending on who it is. So anyways, go ahead and do that now. I'm going to share with you just real quick how I got started doing podcasts, and we'll jump right back into it. All right, so today I want to talk about what it means to be about it. I think we hear that statement a lot, you know, be about it. Actions speak louder than words, all of those things. And I think sometimes I get curious on what does that mean? And also what do other people think that that means? Like, what is your perception of the term or the saying be about it? Right? And I think it's fair to say that most people, the majority of people, would say, okay, it just means that, you know, you practice what you preach. That's what I was thinking of, right? You practice what you preach. And I think there's a big distinction to be made here, is that between knowing what it means and actually abiding by what it means. Does that make sense? So here's some examples that I just want to go over and I want to share with you guys. I believe that a lot of my listeners are in a similar industry as my own, which would be the network marketing industry or multi-level marketing industry or direct sales industry or community-based marketing industry or the real estate industry, anything where you're working with teams and you're working with, let's say, quote unquote, volunteer armies, right? You are in maybe an industry where you want to inspire others to move, right? To move forward, to do the things, right? Now, whether you care or not, if others do that, that's really just dependent on what your lifestyle is, and maybe that is part of your career, maybe it's not. But I want to give you a couple examples. It would be to the easiest example when I was growing up and being told, do what I do, or do what I say, not as I do, right? So when it came to smoking and drinking, you know, mom, isn't that bad for you? Yes, it's really bad. Don't do what I do, but do what I say. Don't ever start, right? Okay. So that's a very simple explanation of not being about it, right? And then we can graduate a little bit and go to, let's say, a doctor, right? So a doctor, someone goes in to get healthy, you know, and the doctor says, well, you need to do this, 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 and this. And because it's a doctor, we might say, okay, the doctor said to do this, I need to do it. Okay, well, fuck, we probably could have just Google searched that. Right? We probably just could have Google searched whatever our condition was and how to remedy that condition. Most likely. I mean, unless you need a prescription, you're sick, whatever it is. Right? But most of the time, the doctor's going to say, do this, 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 and this. Now, if your doctor is super fucking healthy, I'm inspired. I'm like, yes. If my doctor is like on point, he's fit or she's fit, and practicing what they preach. They are being about it, right? This is what I do, right? And I'm going to dive a little bit deeper into that. As opposed to your doctor, my doctor, our doctors, being completely unhealthy. Like, they're overweight. You can tell they don't move. Maybe you see the pack of Marlboro Lights sitting in the corner. Maybe you smell the Carl's Jr. bag in their office, right? And they still will give you instructions on what to do, yet are you inspired? Or are they just directions that you could have just fucking got off of Google, right? So, if we go back to the doctor who is fit and is being about it, here's what inspires me, is when that doctor tells me their story of adversity, tells me their story of how they weren't fit at some point, how they struggled at some point, or how they struggle every day, and what they do to overcome those struggles, right? So I think that that's another very simple analogy, if you will. And now if we move on to, I don't think I need to give a bunch of examples. I was going to, but I don't think I need to. I think you guys can get the picture. So what I want to go to is straight directly right into our industry, into the industry that my wife and I are in, which our mission is to raise the standards of our industry. And that's why I'm even doing this podcast, right? If I wasn't trying to raise the standards of our industry, I wouldn't say shit. I would just do whatever I could to make a career or make some money or something like that. But that's not my goal. That's not my goal. Our industry, the network marketing industry, is so freaking powerful if you're professional. And part of being professional is being about it. It's being about it. So a big part of our, let's say how we share, communicate, expand our reach and things like that is done through social media. I would say a large part of it. And especially, these past couple years, it's been horrible. As far as like getting out and trying to do anything, it's nearly impossible in some places. So that's still a weird thing, right? So for the most part over the past couple years, it's been social media. And, here's what I see. And I only see it because I'm looking for it. Like I'm actively, I don't know if I'm looking for it. I say it's more along the lines as my RAS is lit, right? My reticular activating system is lit, right? Just like when you buy a new gray Ford F-150. Well, that's probably a poor example. Let's use something that's kind of odd. Let's say an orange Subaru Outback. Once you buy one of those, you see those fucking things everywhere. But right now, when's the last time you saw one? You know? But if you were to buy one, you'd see them everywhere. They didn't just magically appear. They've been here. So that being said, my RAS is lit to things like this. My RAS is lit to people being about it or just fucking talking about it. And I drop the F-bomb a lot because I get passionate. I care. I care at a super fucking high level what people are doing within our industry because it affects our industry, which directly affects us. It affects our team. It affects our family. It affects the legacy that we're leaving for our family. So all I can do is up my game, share what I've learned, and keep upping my game and sharing what I'm learning and upping my game and sharing what I'm learning. So back to social media. A lot of people in our industry want to help other people. I mean, that's the majority of people. If you say, well, why did you join whatever business that's in the network marketing or direct sales or multi-level marketing or community-based marketing, any one of those, or even in the real estate business, their model now, a lot of real estate companies model the same model as multi-level marketing, as community-based marketing, as network marketing. And so if you ask somebody, why do you want to build a team or why do you want to be in this industry? Why do you want their answer? 99% of the time is I want to help people. Okay. Right. That's commendable. You want to help people. And I think most people in the world want to help people. So how do we help more people? If you're in this industry, how do we help people? And here's what I see. And here's what I get lit up is that, or here's where I get lit up, is people want to help other people before they help themselves, or even worse, without helping themselves. It's okay to help other people before you help yourself, as long as you are on the path to helping yourself. Like, are you legitimately on the path of helping yourself, or are you just talking about it? Again, are you being about it or talking about it? You don't need big, massive fucking wins to be about it. Right? So there's millions of people who are in the health and wellness industry. And lots of companies within our industry are health and wellness based. So if somebody is wanting to help somebody else, let's say with fat loss, for example, I'm not saying that the person won't be able to help anybody if they haven't lost 50 pounds. I'm not saying that. But you need to lose a pound. What is your product? What is your service? What is it that you are trying to help people do? Because if I'm trying to help somebody lose 10 pounds, I need to know how to lose a pound. Not only do I need to know how to lose it, because I can Google search how to lose it, right? I don't need that instruction on how to lose it. I need to do it. I need to have that experience. I need to experience what it's like to lose a pound. And then I 10X it for 10 pounds. If that's what I need, not everyone needs to. Some people trying to gain weight. So I'm just using this as an example, right? And if you feel like I'm talking to you, maybe I am. Maybe it's what you need to hear. Because I'm going to flip it now to what I needed to hear. When I first started sharing in this industry, which was almost 10 years ago, I was, and I still am, but here's the difference. Before I was talking about it, now I'm being about it. But I was trying to help people create a business online that they can walk away from their 9-to-5, if that's what they wanted to do. So I was trying to share with people how to make money, but I wasn't making any money. How is that, right? I wasn't being about it. Now, did I have to make $2,000 a month, $5,000 a month, $10,000 a month before I was talking about it? Some people feel like they need to, but that's not the truth. So I actually backed off because I thought that, because I realized, I'm like, shit, how am I trying to help people make money online and I'm not fucking making any money online? I'm a hypocrite. What am I doing? So I stopped sharing about that. I was like, well, when I make X amount of money, then I'll share about it. Well, that doesn't quite help. You can't build a business by not sharing about what is possible. In our industry, possibility is everything. Everything. So, I had to start sharing what was possible. So what did I have to do? I had to make $100 a month. Before I can show someone how to make $100 a month. I couldn't make $100 a month and show somebody how to make $10,000 a month. I don't fucking know how to do it, right? I don't know how to do it if I'm not doing it. Someone says, well, I know how to lose 50 pounds. When was the last time you've done it? Well, I've never done it. Then you don't fucking know how to do it. Because it takes way more than just reading a book, reading this, or writing down some instructions. All of that's fucking easy. Doing it, the experience, what it takes, what you wake up with, what you go to bed with, what you struggle throughout the day with, what you overcome, the adversities. Like I was telling you about the fit doctor earlier. Those adversities that she went through is what inspires me. That experience is knowledge. It's not written instruction. Make sense? So I had to make $100 before I can show somebody how to make $100. I had to make 10 before I can show somebody how to make 10. I had to make 1,000 before 1,000, 5 before 5, and so on and so on and so on. Same thing with health and wellness. If you are promoting something that you are saying you can lose fat, you can create fat loss with this product. You can create fat loss by doing all of these things. You need to be about it. You have to. Well, let me rephrase that. You don't have to do shit. If you want to be successful, if you want to raise the standards of the industry that you're in and the standards of your own life, meaning having enough self-respect, self-love, self-responsibility with your language that you fucking do what you say you're gonna do. Right? Like, this is how I would attack it. And this is how I attacked it, you know, almost 10 years ago. I'm gonna lose 10 pounds and show people how to lose 10 pounds. That's the most simple way to do it. I'm gonna lose 5 pounds and show other people how to lose 5 pounds. then 10 pounds, then 15, then 20, whatever it is for you. Maybe it's over 100. I don't know. Maybe you're gaining muscle and you don't have any weight to lose. I'm going to show people how to gain 2 pounds, 2 pounds of muscle, then 5 pounds of muscle, then 8 pounds of muscle, right? Do it and share that you're doing it, right? I'm learning how to make $1,000 a month. Last month I made $100. I know how to do that. I can show you how, if that's what you want to know. I'm trying to lose 100 pounds. Last month I lost 5. So I know how to lose 5 pounds and I can show you how to do that. So the thing is, I'm leaving with 2 things. This is it. When it comes to social media, putting those little cliche posts out there that say what people can do when you're not doing it, I think that people can see right through it. I can. Think about it. When you're looking at it and someone puts a post out there, whether they copy and paste it or they took it off Pinterest or took it off Google or whatever it is, and you know that person or you know them well enough that you're like, I don't think so. Right? Like, do you want to be that person? And this might sound harsh, but that's me. So, if you know, just like anything, just like the Joe Rogan podcast, you don't like it, don't listen to him, right? I'm not trying to compare myself to Joe Rogan, but what I am saying is that I like to say it like it is. This is just how it is. You can't bullshit your way through. People are too smart now. You can't bullshit your way, nor would you. I wouldn't imagine anyone would ever want to bullshit your way. If you want to be successful in life, do something. Share with people that you're doing it. This is what I'm doing. Sharing that I'm doing it, and then actually fucking do it one step at a time. So if it takes you 10 steps to get there, hey, I got step one. I can show everybody how to do step one. Every single fucking person, I can show how to do step one because I've done it. I can't show them 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yet. Not yet, but I will. And when I get to 3, I know how to show everybody step 1, step 2, and step 3. So this is the last thing I'm leaving you with. It's right here. And this is what my Raz is lit daily on. I think it was Jack Canfield that I heard this from first. But he said, it's important to know, or it's important to be a student to those in front of you, a fellow traveler to those alongside of you, and a leader to those behind you. But the most important part of all that is to know when it's appropriate to do which. Know when it's appropriate to do which. And I hope that that makes sense. Are you a student to those around you? If you are, don't try to lead the leaders. I'm going to show you how to do it, but I've never done it. I'm going to tell you how to do it, but I've never done it. This is how you do it, but I've never done it. Super important. Listen, I love you guys, and I love that I do get, for the most part, some positive feedback on these podcasts. And sometimes getting smacked in the face is exactly what I fucking need. So I'm just paying that forward. So if you guys like, if you screenshot this and you screenshot your phone, and you tag me in a social media post, I'll make sure that I shout you out on my social media and give you some props there as well. So again, love you guys. Thank you for all of your support, and you guys go crush your fucking day.